charted on the Billboard Top 100 at number 90 in 1978. It is indeed a Dusty Springfield cover, but I played it because one of the founding members of the Continental Miniatures was a guy named David Kendricks. Now, David Kendricks, outside of playing in the Continental Miniatures, eventually he joined Sparks as their drummer in the early 1980s. The late 1980s, he was drumming for Devo. Also in the early 80s, he had a band called the Gleaming Spires, which I played right before the Continental Miniatures. Are you ready for the Sex Girls? I believe Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Pretty darn sure that's the soundtrack that really put that song on the map. And then before the Gleaming Spires, I played some Sparks, but not David Kendrick's Sparks. I played Sparks from 1976 from their Big Beat album with Everybody's Stupid. The drummer of the band at that point was a guy named Hilly Michaels. Hilly Michaels, interesting, his drumming career, he was a session guy, got picked up by Sparks for that Big Beat album, joined the band and toured with them for a little bit for a few years. And then went on to a bunch of other pretty, I would.
For those of you concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all our DJs are genetically modified to bring you the best music.
tem fé, se não tem fé, não tá bem, ama sem medo e confiança, não era mais risos. Olhar de nós criança, tá toda a brilha de inocência, e na mente desdetalhada, temporal talvez tá mais nada.
No, it's time. kisses in those messes within. Still in kisses in those body sheets. I'm killing you. I'm killing you. Thank you.
My house, pink, oh, my house, pink, oh, your house. Yeah. Banzuki. I'm liking her Banzuki in the night. I bite her big Banzuki. She turns into vampire. She turns into Dracula in the night.
ka botle le nna ha ke sa gona ke a shwa ke ke pela ke a shwa ba molao ha ba ikene iyo hatile maikutlo hatile ka botle le nna ha ke sa gona ke a shwa ke ke pela ke a shwa ba molao ha ba ikene
I want to shine, 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 Sounds of Culture. I've been your host, Dr. Kenya Osiridoli. Until the next one, take it easy, and thanks for tuning in.
Forbes Avenue is a production of WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT, its members, or Carnegie Mellon University. Email questions or comments to pa@wrct.org.
You're listening to Forbes Avenue on WRCT Pittsburgh. I'm Kate Smiggy, and you are joining us from the fifth floor of Hunt Library on Carnegie Mellon University campus. We are at the Hunt Institute for Botanical Documentation, which is open to both students and the general public. The curators we are talking to today are Carrie Roy, senior curator on the art team, and Nancy Janda, who is our archivist. I have a few questions for you today. Right now, we're standing in what it looks like a 17th century French living room. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so we are in what we call the reading room, and this room is loosely modeled on the library of the Hunt family home, or the former Hunt family home, and is where most of our oldest, rarest books are kept, and where we mostly host talks and presentations. This space is